finance the purchase of a home of your own.
In the receiving department, Del Schaffner has caught two, King has caught two, Walton has caught one for New York, and for Green Bay, Dollar has two, Ron Kramer has two, and Jim Taylor has three of the screen variety. And Ted Moore, I must say that as halftime moves along, it appears that the wind condition down on the field is becoming much more severe than it was during the first half of action. In fact, some of the benches, now that the players are not down there on them, have been blowing out onto the surface. And it could be that the wind, Jim Kensel mentioned that it is coming toward the press box, so it would not necessarily favor either team, but it begins to look like it could hamper both teams in the second half. And now I see that the New York Giants, who are trailing in this game by a score of 10-0, are coming out to the benches. And the Packers are also on their way out now. In case you just tuned in, the score is Green Bay 10 and the New York Giants nothing.
Julie London sings the Marlborough song.
Why don't you settle back and have a full-flavored smoke? Settle back with a Marlboro. Make yourself comfortable whenever you smoke. Have a Marlboro cigarette. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter. Flavor, pack or box.
Try Marlboro, the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste.
Both teams have come back onto the field. The Cardinal Doherty High School Band of Philadelphia, which has done a splendid job entertaining the fans here at Yankee Stadium at halftime, are still out there as the teams warm up along the sidelines. The Packers with a 10-0 lead as we get ready for the second half of action at Yankee Stadium in New York in the National Football League Championship game. And to bring you the action of the second half, it is my pleasure to introduce once again the voice on radio for the Green Bay Packers, Ted Moore.
Thank you very much, Ken. During halftime, we noticed that there were a number of hats blown out of the grandstand and rolling across the field, and as the band performs down there, we can see right at the moment at least three of the band members' hats on the field, which have blown off, and that might give you some idea of the intensity of this wind. There are newspapers, programs, and all sorts of debris from the stands blowing across the field, and we're going to have trouble with that during the second half. And we'll be set to go with the second half kickoff in just a moment.
Ready? Take a nice, easy beat. Mix in the bass. Now add the vibes. There you go. Each one's good, but together, they're great. Marlboro cigarettes are a lot like that. They've got a special combination that gives you full flavor in a filter cigarette. Marlboro's got the combination, the famous Richmond recipe of ripe golden tobaccos, combined with the exclusive Select Trait filter. Marlboro, plenty rich, yet plenty mild. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro, the filter cigarettes with the unfiltered taste. Try 'em.
As this second half gets underway, the Green Bay Packers will have the choice. Undoubtedly, they will choose to receive, and this will mean that for the first time this afternoon, the New York Giants will be kicking off. Don Chandler, of course, will be doing the booting for them. Likely deep men for the Green Bay Packers will be Tom Moore and Herb Adderley. So far, the teams have not moved out onto the field because the band is still performing down in front of the Giants bench. As we mentioned, during halftime, this has been quite a savage defensive battle between these two clubs. Very little in the way of surprises because both of these teams play a conservative type of defense. Coach Vince Lombardi says of the Giants, they stand there in their 4-3 defense and dare you to run on them. And the Green Bay Packers pattern their play pretty well along the same lines. The Packers are doing a little more stunting than they have throughout the regular season. For the most part, this means that their linebackers and their defensive line are shifting positions from time to time in an attempt to confuse the Giants quarterback, Y.A. Tittle. But for the most part, we've got two conservative defensive ball clubs operating on the field. Well, we'll see if Don Chandler has any better luck teeing up his football than Willie Wood had for the Green Bay Packers. He's got it teed up on the 40-yard line right now. He's not taking any chances. We're going to have a member of the kickoff unit, Dick Lynch, holding the ball. Herb Adderley and Tom Moore deep for the Green Bay Packers, and we're set to go with the second half. Chandler moves forward, gets the kick away, a high one, but coming down short. Tommy Moore runs at it on the 15, up the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, down this sideline, the 45, and to the 50-yard line, fumbles on the 50-yard line. I believe the Packers recover. There was a scramble for the ball. And I believe that Ken Iman got on top of that football. Tom Moore with a 35-yard run back from his own 15 up to the midfield stripe and dead on the 50-yard line, fumbled as he was hit. The ball rolled toward this sideline, and Ken Iman fell on it for the Packers. They're in possession, first and 10, right at midfield. They break out of the huddle, come up the line of scrimmage. All-pro center Jim Ringo over the ball. Bart Starr calling the signals. Max McGee flanked on the left side. Starr takes hands off to Jimmy Taylor, drives right up the middle, and is grabbed off at the line of scrimmage by Dick Modulewski. Taylor may have bowled his way forward for perhaps a yard. Tom Scott came in to help out with that tackle. The officials place the football just barely nosing into Giant territory. Pick up of the length of a football by Taylor. Second down, 10 yards to go. The Packers are back in the huddle. Giants defense deploys. Bob Skoronski in the left side tackle for the Packers. Now we've got a strong right formation. Starr fakes to Taylor, goes back to throw, fires the pass, complete to Dollar. Down there, the Giants' 41-yard line. And Erich Barnes immediately forced Dollar out of bounds. Gain on the play of 9 yards. Puts the ball on the Giants' 41-yard line. Third down and a yard to go for the Green Bay Packers. They're out of the huddle now. Again, they're strong to the right, with Boyd Dollar flanked on the right side. Starr counts off. Takes the ball. Hands off for Taylor. He's shooting for the first down. Fumble. Packers recover, but back of the line of scrimmage. And it was Fuzzy Thurston falling on the ball back on the 42-yard line. Tom Scott hit Jimmy Taylor. The ball popped out of his hands. The Packers recover. Fourth down. 2 yards to go. And they'll be forced to punt. Going deep for the Giants, Sam Horner and Johnny Counts standing down on the Giants' 15-yard line. And we've got Max McGee ready to punt for the Packers. The line of scrimmage, the Giants 42. There's the snap. Low, McGee picks it up, gets the kick away, angling toward the far side to get the bounce down to the 10. And inside, rolling dead on the 6-yard line of the New York Giants. Well, Max McGee hasn't had any height to his punts this afternoon, but he's gotten some good bounces. That one was good for 36 yards. Moving the ball down to the Giants' 6-yard line. And now the Giants go to the attack, trailing 10-0 early in the third quarter. Y.A. Tittle, the quarterback, takes the ball, hands off to Webster, the fullback, and he cracks across the 10-yard line. Before he was brought down by right tackle Henry Jordan with some help from Ray Nitschke. So the Giants move the ball a little bit out from the shadow of their goal posts. It's on the 11-yard line. Second down and 5 yards to go for the Giants. Again, Y.A. Tittle counts off. And again, the ball goes to fullback Alex Webster, and he's loose around the right side on the sweep, but caught by the Packers secondary at the 21-yard line. And it was Hank Grumminger coming up from the left safety position to make the stop for the Green Bay Packers. But Webster moved the ball for the first down. And it's being spotted by the officials on the 22-yard line, nosing up toward the 23. First and 10 at that point for the Giants. Y.A. Tittle, the quarterback now, sends Gifford out to the right. Hands off to Webster, and Webster slides off one tackler, makes it up to about the 25-yard line where Ray Nitschke stops him. And there was a pickup of 3 yards on the play. Second down, a little more than 7 yards to go. Packers out in front of the Giants, 10-0, 11 minutes, 28 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Again, Tittle takes the ball. This time he goes back to throw, being rushed, but gets the pass away, and it's complete to Del Schaffner at the 37-yard line of the New York Giants. He's pushed out of bounds immediately by Jesse Whittington, but that will be good enough for the first down, of course, for the Giants. First and 10 for the Giants. The ball just across their own 36-yard line. Again, they're out of the huddle. Ray Witek over the ball at center. Strong right formation with Gifford flanked out there. The ball goes to King, the left halfback, on a crisscross. He goes over the right side and moves across the 40 to the 41, where Dave Hanner, along with Henry Jordan, bring him down for the Green Bay Packers. Pick up on the play of 4 yards, makes it second down and 6 yards to go for the Giants on their own 41-yard line, and again they're out of the huddle. Again, it's Gifford, flanked to the right side. Handoff goes to Webster. Webster drives up the middle, runs into trouble, slides off to the right side, but is caught by Bill Quinlan and brought to the ground. But he managed to drive ahead for a couple of yards. Ball is being placed on the 44-yard line of the New York Giants. Third down and 3 yards to go at that point. Giants go back in the huddle. 10 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Packers out in front by a score of 10-0. Field goal in the first quarter, touchdown in the second quarter. Tittle counts off. Hands off to his fullback. Webster drives up the middle and moves across very close to the 50-yard line, where Henry Jordan brings him down, along with Willie Wood. And Y.A. Tittle has been using his heavy-duty back, Alex Webster, with a fair amount of success here in the opening minutes of the third quarter. Webster carrying on 3 out of 4 plays thus far, and he's moved the ball to midfield. First and 10 at that point for the Giants. Tittle sets his team. Gifford flanked to the right. Fakes a handoff to Webster. Being chased now by Bill Forrester. Gets the pass away. It is incomplete. It was intended for Del Schaffner. Down in Packer territory on the 36-yard line. Schaffner being covered by Jesse Whittington. Bill Quinlan and Bill Forrester putting a good rush on Giant quarterback Y.A. Tittle. Ball in midfield right on the 50-yard line. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Giants at that point. Packer defense has Bill Quinlan, Henry Jordan, Dave Hanner, and Willie Davis in the front line. Forrester, Nitschke, and Curry, the linebackers. Whittington, Adderley, Greminger, and Wood in the defensive backfield. Tittle counts off. Fakes a handoff to Webster. Goes back to throw. Willie Davis puts the rush on him. Fires a pass. Incomplete. It was thrown in the vicinity of Alex Webster. And again, the Packers put on quite a rush. Tittle has completed 6 out of 16 passes thus far in this championship football game. Del Schaffner playing the split end for the New York Giants. Rosie Brown and Darryl Dess on the left side of the line. Ray Witek at center. Greg Larson and Jack Stroud on the right side. Joe Walton the tight end. The backfield, Tittle, King, Webster, and Gifford at the flanker position. Now they come out of the huddle. Third down, 10 yards to go. Tittle sets his team. The ball was never centered. We've got a lot of action down there, and we're going to have a penalty called on somebody. Officials are conferring now. The Packers were offside, but were they drawn offside? That's the question. We might have a combination of illegal motion and offside, but it's being ruled as offside against the Green Bay Packers. 5-yard penalty moves the ball down to the Pack 45-yard line, and it now becomes third down and 5 yards to go. Joe Morrison is going into the ball game for the New York Giants, replacing Phil King. Morrison, a 4-year veteran from Cincinnati, 6'1", 212 pounds. And now it's a triple left formation. Tittle goes back to throw, fires the screen pass, complete to Morrison. At the line of scrimmage, he's hit and dropped immediately by Dan Curry. No gain on the play. Maybe the length of the football across the 45-yard line. It's Fourth down, 5 yards to go for the New York Giants. Don Chandler comes in to do some more punting. Going deep for the Green Bay Packers, Willie Wood and Elijah Pitts, standing on the Packers' 7-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Packers 45. Chandler on the Giants 41 to get the kick away, boots it. Line drive tight, but long and into the Packer end zone. The automatic touchback will come out to the 20-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Green Bay Packers. A 45-yard boot for Don Chandler. 8 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play. 10-0. The Packers out in front of the New York Giants in this championship game from Yankee Stadium. Ted Moore along with Ken Coleman bringing you the play-by-play broadcast. Jim Ringo over the ball now. Star sets his team. Flanker back to the right is Boyd Dollar. The handoff goes to Horning. Horning running to the right is hit behind the line of scrimmage by Bill Winter. Dropped back on the 15-yard line for a 5-yard loss. Winter, Sam Huff, and Jim Katkavich all driving in on that play. And that is the complete left side of the Giant defense. So they had the play pretty well diagnosed as Horning took the handoff from Starr and went to his right. Second down, 15 yards to go for the Packers on their own 15-yard line. Neither team has been able to gain any momentum here in the second half. Starr fakes a handoff to Horning. Throws. Incomplete, almost intercepted by Dick Lynch on the Packer 30-yard line. The pass was intended for Max McGee, and Lynch almost picked it off. Third down, 15 yards to go for the Packers on their own 15-yard line. 10-0, Green Bay out in front. 8 minutes remain in the third quarter of play. The 30th annual National Football League Championship battle. Green Bay Packers involved in it for the third straight time and looking for their second straight victory over these New York Giants. Giants seeking revenge and the championship. Difference of about $2,000 per man between being a winner and a loser. Starr goes back on third down. Looks downfield. He's being rushed, but gets the pass away. Fires it incomplete. Intended for McGee on the 35-yard line. Underthrown by Bart Starr. McGee covered very well by Alan Webb. So the Packers run three plays and will be forced to punt. Max McGee has done the kicking so far. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGY Schenectady.
Gets the kick away. It's blocked. Rolling around on the 2-yard line. Recovered in the end zone by the Giants. We have not seen the official signal as yet as to whether or not it is a touchdown. It is a touchdown for the New York Giants. Max McGee's kick was blocked by Erich Barnes. The ball rolled around. Several players attempted to recover it. It squirted into the end zone. We have a light standard directly in our way here, and we could not see whether or not they had ruled it as a touchdown. Don Chandler will attempt the extra point. Chandler will attempt the extra point. Guglielmi holding. The ball is snapped. The kick is good. There's timeout on the field with the score, the Green Bay Packers 10, the New York Giants 7.
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter, flavor, pack, or box. Filter.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought it was filter, flavor, flip-top box.
No, that's the old song. Now Marlboro comes in a king-size soft pack, too, so they changed the words.
Oh.
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter, flavor, pack, or box.
Same cigarette?
Same good Marlboro flavor, both ways. Some people like the soft pack, some like the box. So, we give them a choice.
Fits right into the song, too, doesn't it?
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter, flavor,
Marlboro, the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste.
The Green Bay Packers 10, the New York Giants 7. 7 minutes and 34 seconds remain in the third quarter of this championship football game. Erich Barnes blocked Max McGee's punt. Jim Collier fell on it in the end zone for the touchdown. Chandler added the extra point. Now Chandler will kick off deep for the Packers. We've got Tom Moore and Herb Adderley. Packers lead cut to 3 points. There's the boot by Chandler. A long one coming down to Moore on the four-yard line. He's up to the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25. Hit, keeps his feet, moves to the 30 and to the 33-yard line before he's finally brought down by the Blue Jersey Giants. And it was Reed Bohovic making the original contact for the Giants. The ball is placed midway between the 33 and the 34-yard line. So the Packers find themselves in possession once again, but this time their lead has been cut to 3 points. Starr, the quarterback. Dollar split on the right side, McGee flanked on the left side. And Starr indicates there's too much noise, his players can't hear the signals. So the Packers go back into the huddle again as the officials motion the crowd for just a bit more silence. Now the Packers break out again. Hometown crowd here in New York picking up the chant, beat Green Bay. Ringo over the ball. Starr takes, handoff goes to Taylor. Wow, and he is hit by Rosie Greer. Big Rosie Greer, 6'5", 290 pounds, was waiting for him right at the line of scrimmage. Hit him and bounced him back a couple of yards. Taylor loses a yard on the play. Second down, 11 to go for the Packers. Ball on Green Bay's 32-yard line. 6 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in the third quarter of action. 10-7, the Packers out in front. Strong right formation this time. Dollar flanked to the right side. Handoff goes to Jimmy Taylor, and Taylor trying to sweep to the left is hit, and once again loses yardage. Back to the 30-yard line as Dick Modzelewski came across from left to right, and with help from Tom Scott, brought him down on the 30. A loss of two on the play. And it's third down. 13 yards to go for the Green Bay Packers. Slightly more than 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Packers out in front by 3 points, 10-7 over the Eastern champions, the New York Giants. Ringo over the ball once again. Dollar flank to the right side. Side. Takes, fakes, goes back to throw, looks downfield, fires the pass. Incomplete, almost intercepted by Bill Winter, who was intended for tight end Ron Kramer. On the 40-yard line of the Packers. And the Packers punting unit comes onto the field once again. Green Bay will be forced to give up the football. Going deep for the Giants, Johnny Counts and Sam Horner standing down on the Giants' 40-yard line. Max McGee will be kicking. Line of scrimmage is the Packers 30. McGee standing on the 15-yard line. Ringo over the ball. There's the snap. McGee gets the kick away. A low one coming down to Horner, who fumbles the ball. Recovered by the Packers. I believe there was another fumble there. There's a tremendous pileup down on the Giants' 41-yard line. Lou Carpenter tried to scoop up that ball on the dead run. It dribbled away from his fingertips, and then the pile began, and the Green Bay Packers did recover. I believe it was Ray Nitschke. Nitschke coming up with the football finally for the Green Bay Packers. Down on the Giants' 42-yard line. First and 10 at that point for the Packers. So the brakes begin to mount up here in the third quarter. Packers out in front 10-7. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. Starr, the quarterback. Hands off to Jimmy Taylor. Hole on the left side. Taylor is down to the 35. Spins away from the tackler there. Tripped up, falling forward to about the 31-yard line. Officials place the ball between the 31 and the 30. At the far side of the field. Now they've nosed it up right on the 30-yard line. Taylor runs for 12 yards, good enough for the first down for the Packers, and once again, they have driven deep into Giant territory. First and 10 on the Giants' 30-yard line. Packers break out of the huddle. And we have had a timeout called on the field with the score, the Green Bay Packers 10, the New York Giants 7. Say, you know how to get better shaves? Get a PAL adjustable injector razor. Because PAL's the world's first stainless steel injector razor. PAL's got the beauty of stainless steel. PAL's got the balance of a precision instrument. PAL's got brains. It's adjustable. And your PAL's lifetime guaranteed by the American Safety Razor Company. Repaired or replaced free. New PAL razor with 10 new PAL premium blades. Plus handsome travel case, all for $195. This is Ted Moore along with Ken Coleman from Yankee Stadium, New York. And another real exciting battle between the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers, with the Packers out in front 10-7, 4 minutes and 53 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of action. The Packers led 10-0 at halftime. And in the third quarter of play, the New York Giants blocked a Max McGee punt deep in Packer territory, recovered the blocked punt in the end zone, Chandler converted, and we have a 10-7 ball game. But a break immediately came the Packers' way. The New York Giants fumbled Max McGee's next punt. The Packers recovered on the 42-yard line. Jim Taylor just carried it down to the Giants' 30, and we're set to resume action. First and 10 for the Packers on the Giants' 30. Starr goes back to throw. Fires right down the middle. Incomplete. It was intended for Boyd Dollar down inside the 5-yard line. Allen Webb and Jimmy Patton were double-teaming Dollar down there. Second down, 10 yards to go. Packers on the football on the Giants' 30-yard line. Bart Starr takes his team back into the huddle. Well, this is the climax of the football season. It began for the pros way back in August when the Packers met the College All-Stars in Chicago. Starr takes from Ringo on the draw play. Gives to Taylor. Taylor drives across the line of scrimmage down inside the 30 to about the 26, where he's met head-on by Tom Scott. With some help from Sam Huff and Rosie Greer, they wrestle Taylor to the ground. They're still unpiling the players down there, getting them untangled. Now they're placing the football just short of the 26-yard line. Pickup of about 4 yards by Taylor makes it third down and 6. Packers break out of the huddle once again. Giant defense deploys. They're in the standard 4-man line, 3 linebackers. Starr goes back to throw. The rush is put on him, but he gets the pass away. Over to the sideline. Nice catch by Bart Starr on the 21-yard line. Nice catch by Boyd Dollar on the pass from Bart Starr. He was pushed out of bounds immediately. Giants protested mildly that Starr was out of bounds when he caught the ball. The officials say no, the Packers still short of a first down. Ball is on the 22-yard line. We've got the field goal unit coming in. Ball 20 yards in from this, the west side of the field. So that means that Jerry Kramer will attempt the field goal from the 28-yard line and will be kicking to his left. The ball is snapped. It's placed. The kick. It's long enough. It is good. And the Green Bay Packers go out in front of the New York Giants by a score of 13-7 with 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter of action. Jerry Kramer just booted his second field goal of the afternoon for the Green Bay Packers. His first one back in the first quarter was from the 26-yard line. This one was good from the 29. So the Packers have a 6-point lead, 13-7, with exactly 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Willie Wood will kick off for the Green Bay Packers once again. Deep for the New York Giants, Sam Horner and Johnny Counts. Counts has had a fine year. He was playing semi-pro football up in New England when the New York Giants grabbed him off. He's been a good performer for them all season long. Well, here comes the football out from this sideline, and we'll go through the routine of setting it up and holding it so that the wind doesn't blow it off the tee. Earl Groh has been assigned the duty of holding the football. Willie Wood, of course, does the kicking. Right now, he's got the wind at his back, according to the flagpole flags. Moves forward, gets the kick away, and he boots a long one, going clear into the end zone and rolling out of the end zone. Well, that's the longest kickoff of the day, and Wood timed that one just right, because as he booted the ball, the flags were standing out straight behind him, and the wind was with him. That kick carried clear into the end zone. So the New York Giants will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Tittle the quarterback, Webster the fullback, Phil King at left halfback, and Frank Gifford flanked out on the right side. Ray Witeka gets over the ball now. Tittle sets his team, checks that Packer defense. Goes back two steps, fires the short sideline pass. It is complete to Gifford over at the far side of the field at the 25-yard line. He's forced out of bounds immediately by Herb Adderley. They'll give him the forward progress he had up to the 20.